Listen, planning a trip. People all over the world look forward to their annual vacation, and Americans are no exception. In recent years, they have been spending more time and money traveling than ever before. A vacation may mean a fishing trip in the pickup or camper to get away from it all, a camping and backpacking trip in the wilderness to get closer to nature, or a trip by car to get better acquainted with the country. There are various other options open to vacationers, from skiing trips and escapes to tropical island paradises to extensive journeys abroad. Be it the fishing trip or the European tour, time and money are usually the first two considerations. The average worker in the States has a 2-week vacation each year. Most firms offer 3 weeks after 5 years of service and a month after 10 years. Some companies have a policy of giving a 3-week vacation to an employee if he takes his vacation in the off-season, that is, before June or after September. A trip abroad requires a good deal of planning. After deciding where to go, the average traveler stops by a travel agency to find out more about the places he wants to go, how he can get there, and how much it will cost. In addition to deciding on his destination, the traveler has many other considerations. A good deal of the information about passport, visas, immunization, flight schedules, hotel accommodations, and foreign currencies can be obtained from a travel agent. When planning a trip, the fisherman gathers together his fishing stuff and puts it all into his tackle box and heads off, with dreams of catching the big one, which up until now has always gotten away. But fishing is not difficult. You just have to get a rod, pick your bait, put it on the hook, throw the line, and the sinker will pull it down into the water. Wait for the fish to bite the bait, hook the fish, wind the reel to gather the line, then take the fish off the hook. Now all you have to do is start lying about the size of the fish. The eternal problem of what to take with you while you're traveling doesn't apply to those who own or rent an RV, recreational vehicle. They can take everything from the TV to bicycles to ensure all the comforts of home away from home. Those people going by car, however, do have a problem of space. They may decide to use a rack if the trunk space is not sufficient for all their belongings. Before leaving, the wise traveler has the motor oil changed, the engine tuned up, and the tire pressure checked. While at the service station, if he doesn't have a GPS, he can pick up various road maps, which will certainly be of use along the way.
Listen, fishing gear, tackle, reel, a spool used to gather the line, rod, a fishing pole, line, fine nylon cord to which a hook is attached, net, an open mesh fabric used to catch fish, hook, a device tied to a line used to catch fish, bait, food used to attract fish, sinker, a weight used to pull the line down into the water, fly, artificial bait that looks like a fly or mosquito, lure, artificial bait. This is the end of Lesson 8.